Trans Best Actress nominee, Trump, intersex Pope. Woke Hollywood to take center stage at Oscars. By Breitbart News on January 24, 2025. The Oscar nominations were unveiled Thursday, with Netflix's Emilia Perez leading the charge on a whopping 13 nods. Here are five takeaways from the 97th Academy Awards nominations announcement. Progressive Hollywood. The United States may have swung to the political right by re-electing President Donald Trump and putting the Republicans in charge of both houses of Congress. But Tinseltown's progressive politics were on full display Thursday. Frontrunner Emilia Perez boasts the first-ever openly trans-acting nominee in Carla Sofia Gascon. Even if the movie's approach to LGBTQ representation was dubbed retrograde by advocacy group GLAAD. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour epic about a Holocaust survivor moving to the post-war United States, celebrates the key role of immigrants in building the world's leading economy. It earned 10 nods. So did Broadway adaptation Wicked, which promotes tolerance regardless of skin color, and warns against authoritarianism. And there were two surprise acting nominations for The Apprentice, a biopic about the young Trump that has drawn legal threats for its unsavory depiction of his formative years. Changing of the Guard? In the absence of films from Hollywood heavyweights like Christopher Nolan, Steven Spielberg or Martin Scorsese, and no love for Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis, this year's nominees for Best Director are all appearing in the category for the first time. Only James Mangold, who helmed Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, has ever been Oscar nominated in any category previously. He earned nods for adapted screenplay with superhero prequel Logan, and Best Picture with racing drama Ford v Ferrari. His four rivals are Sean Baker, Jacques Audiard, Brady Corbett, and Coralie Farguit, the sole woman nominated. All have earned their stripes on the indie and international circuits, and Audiard's A Prophet was Oscar-nominated in 2010, but they are tasting personal Academy recognition for the first time. Nepo Babies. It has long been an open secret in Hollywood that one of the quickest ways to the top is to have famous parents. But even for the most talented acting scions, that journey can still take many decades. Isabella Rossellini, the daughter of three-time Oscar winner Ingrid Bergman and acclaimed director Roberto Rossellini, finally scored her first Academy nomination at the age of 72, with Conclave. And 59-year-old Brazilian actress Fernanda Torres followed in her mother's footsteps, decades after Fernanda Montenegro was nominated for Central Station, Return of the Musical. In Hollywood's golden age, grand old musicals like The Wizard of Oz would often dominate the Oscars. While there have been more recent successes like La La Land, the genre has generally faded from critical recognition. Even La La Land, with its record-tying 14 nominations, infamously missed out on Best Picture after an envelope mix-up at the 2017 Oscar ceremony's botched finale. The 2024 crop of movies is a return to form, with Emilia Perez and Wicked leading the pack. There was also a strong showing for A Complete Unknown, in which Timothy Chalamet performs hits like Blowin' in the Wind in Bob Dylan's signature raspy voice. But not on stage. Despite the musical accolades, this year's Oscars ceremony will break with tradition by not featuring live performances of the Best Original Song nominees. The announcement comes after last March's Academy Awards telecast featured memorable renditions of Barbie songs from Billie Eilish and Ryan Gosling. There will be no such opportunity for singer-actress Selena Gomez, who performed Emilia Perez's number Mi Camino, and her, who sings The Journey from the 6888. Instead, Academy bosses say the show will feature segments focusing on the songwriters. That is good news for the likes of Diane Warren, who broke her own record with a 16th Best Song nomination with The Journey. She has never won a competitive Oscar but earned an honorary award in 2022.